I would like to talk to you just for a few moments from the subject, overcoming fear. Overcoming fear. Have you ever been afraid? What do you fear? What is weighing heavy on your heart? Like Joshua, we all face fear. Is it of heights? Is it of failing? Or how things will turn out? Do you fear criticism? Some fear poverty. Some fear old age. Some fear the prospect of separation or divorce. We worry about the future. We worry about politics. We worry about our health. Fear is a human emotion. It can make a grown man squeal like a child. Fear often results in depression. It stops your spiritual life. Fear paralyzes. It freezes. Sometimes it can rob us of our quality of life or lead us to make bad decisions. Fear will cripple even the strongest. It can prevent us from moving forward to receive all that God has for us. Fear is a torment. Fear brings turmoil in our hearts and in our minds. When we are filled with so much fear, we can't even think straight. The only time fear is mentioned in a positive light in the Bible is when it refers to the reverence for God. Fear is everywhere. Everywhere we turn, we can hear the voice of fear. The media industry fills our ears with the noise of unemployment, the noise of murder, the noise of a failing economy. The doctors' report flood our ears with cancer, diabetes, heart attacks, tumors, COVID. Friends and family speak their fears into our lives and it weakens our faith. Isaiah 24 and 17 tells us that fear and the pit and the snare are upon you, O inhabitants of the earth. But the thing is, we don't have to listen to those noises. We don't have to agree with them. And we don't have to line up ourselves with them. For John 5 and 4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Therefore, we can overcome these noises of fear by our faith. Faith will silence these noises as soon as we activate it. Now, when we look at our scripture text in Joshua, it says in the ninth chapter, in the first chapter, the ninth verse, I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Let me set the context for you. You see, 40 years of wandering in the wilderness are finally over. But Moses, the man who brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, is now dead. Now it is time for Joshua to take the staff. He is named as Moses' successor. And the time has come for Israel to cross the Jordan River and take possession of their promised land. If they could get over this one last obstacle, they would finally be home. On the other side of Jordan is a land flowing with milk and honey, the fulfillment of all dreams. But standing at the edge of the river and not knowing what lurks ahead, Joshua became fearful. And he had every reason to be afraid. Canaan was occupied by giants. The cities to be captured were fortified. And yet the Lord tells Joshua in chapter 1, verse 6, verse 7, and verse 9, be strong and of good courage, meaning to succeed in his new assignment. Joshua needs to overcome fear. God tells him this again and again. Indeed, God wasn't asking Joshua to be strong and of good courage. He wasn't requesting, and he wasn't suggesting to Joshua not to fear. God issued a command: be strong and of good courage. So as we go through the seasons in our lives, God is telling us not to fear. Isaiah 43 and 2 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. So as we are embarking upon a new path that we've never been to, there is danger that we too can become anxious and fearful. But God has given us a sound mind. Amen. We are exhorted to be strong and courageous. God has given us power so we can overcome every obstacle. And he's given us love. For the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So there is no reason for a child of God to be gripped, controlled, paralyzed, and destroyed by fear. A friend of mine said that fear meant false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Fear. God tells us not to fear because God is in control of every situation. Whether you believe it or not, God is in control of every situation. God is our refuge and strength. God is our help in times of trouble. So we don't have to fear anything. The Bible lets us know, as I shared with the confirmation class, that the acronym for Bible is be instructed before leaving earth. Be instructed before leaving earth. I learned that a long time ago in church, in Sunday school, in Bible, vacation Bible school. They taught us that, and it stuck with me. So think about that. The Bible is your roadmap. Be instructed before leaving earth. So we don't have anything to fear. Isaiah 41 and 10. It's all through the Bible. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God is laying it out there clear, plain, and simple for us. There's no need to fear, no matter what's going on in this world. God is with us. Us as Christians, us as believers, us as followers of Jesus Christ, we have nothing to fear. According to Strong's Bible Concordance, the Hebrew word for courage means to be strong, alert, courageous, brave, bold, solid, hard, to be determined, to make oneself alert, strengthen oneself, confirm oneself, persist in or prove superior to. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's acting in faith in the midst of fear. That this means that courage is having the strength to do something despite being fearful. Hence, to be courageous means having the confidence to do what God wants you to do. Three times the Lord told Joshua to be strong and of good courage. He also gives us the same promises that he gave to Joshua. He gives them to us today. For Hebrews 13 and 5 says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." God is speaking to us. God will never leave us or forsake us. Whatever challenge we face in this life, God is with us. We can be assured that God won't let us down. There may be an obstacle in front of us today, but God will part it. There may be oppositions in the days, the weeks, even months ahead, but God will give us victory over it. Our role is to trust God completely and genuinely. God will never leave us. All we've got to do is abide in his presence. For he says, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." The secret of Joshua's strength, courage, and fearlessness is in the presence of God. And the assurance of this divine presence also applies to all who are in Christ today. The night before Jesus' death, he told his disciples in John 14 and 16, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever." Even in Jesus' last words on earth, he promises to be with us. Matthew 28, 18 through 20 says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So no matter what is going on in your life, Jesus is there with you. And by abiding in his presence, We will be given strength to overcome. So let me encourage you with these few points. One, refuse to focus on your fear. Guard your eyes and ears. Do not let your fear continuously rob you of your joy. Two, don't let it paralyze you. Three, realize that God is with you. Four, pray always. How are we doing with those 4 minutes? 4 minutes every day. 4 minutes every day. Psalms 34:4 says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. When we seek God with all our hearts, God will hear us and deliver us from all of our fears. And now that we're praying every day for 4 minutes, God really knows your voice. And you'll become acquainted with God's voice. Building relationship. Five, confront your fear. You will never win until you rise and confront the thing that is causing you to fear. Six, trust in God. Every time we are afraid, we must seek it as an opportunity to surrender everything in God's hands. Trust that God will provide all that you need. God is still good. God is still faithful. God will never leave us or forsake us. We must trust in God. Seven, meditate upon the word of God daily. The word of God is powerful. So when you begin to read God's word, you will take on strength. You will see new revelation each time you read the scripture. It will nurture you. It will minister to you. If you don't understand the King James Version, then get the New Revised Standard Version. If you don't understand that, then get the Parallel Bible. There's so many versions out there. We have no excuse for not reading God's word. And lastly, fear God. Every Christian should have this fear. This is the only fear that you should have, in reverence of God. For John 15:4 says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So we must abide in Christ. In conclusion, God is longing to pour out his favor and blessings upon us. God has an amazing plan for us. Plans that are so extraordinary that you can't even begin to dream about. The wilderness is not where God wants his children to be. The place of fear is not where God wants us to reside. God doesn't want us to be held back by fear. So move into your place of abundance. You're not alone. God is with you. In life, yes, we will encounter difficulties and problems. But we can go through different difficult times without fear because God is with us. Whatever problem you are facing right now or will face in the future, have faith and trust God. You are a child of God. God cares for you. God protects you. God loves you. Walk in faith and not in fear. So remember, the God who spoke this universe into being, the God who has a plan and a purpose and a destiny for you is with you. Do not fear, have faith. For 1 Peter 5:7 says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. So we have no reason to fear because God cares for us. God is with us. Have faith in God and God alone. Let us pray. God, we thank you for this word on this morning. God, we thank you for allowing us to hear your voice loud and clear, for us to be courageous, for us to be strong. So God, give us the tools that we need to move forward as you have called us to be, God. Whatever the situation is, whatever we're going through, give us strength and courage to make it through and not be confined by the spirit of fear. For your word clearly states that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us power, love, and a sound mind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.